Chapter 13. I jumped out of bed the second my eyes opened, and for once I didn't have to wait for my energy to kick in before I moved. It was the day of my final battle with the Elder Lord, and I was ready to watch the holy bastard meet the ending he deserved. I'd spent the last 24 hours getting things prepared, and now that everything was in place, it was time to go. Every witch had been given their assigned tasks, and they all knew where to stand or what to do when the war began. The hell creatures had spent their time practicing and organizing their moves, and Dolroth informed me they were as ready as they'd ever be. Theodora had also completed her task, and she'd informed every realm around us of the day's plans. Everyone agreed to meet us in Dirital this morning, and even a few of the High Wicca Court offered to show up with their added assistance. I wasn't sure of the exact number of people in my army, but it had to be somewhere in the thousands by this point, not including the hell creatures, and every single witch and warlock promised to fight with everything they had. I peered out the window as the previous 24 hours ran through my mind, and I noticed the thick layer of dark clouds that covered the moon. A storm was on the horizon, and it matched my mood perfectly. I hoped Dirital experienced blood rain like we did, because I couldn't wait to see the rain soak through the Elder Lord's clothing as I added his blood into the mix. An evil grin spread across my face as I buttoned up my shirt, and I knew that expression wasn't going to leave until we won the battle. Then, once I'd changed, I slipped my dagger and wand into the pockets of my pants and headed for the common room. I'd decided to go without my cloak, but I could have easily summoned a new one if I needed it.
My lord,
Revna said as I arrived in the room.
How are you feeling on this glorious day?
Wonderful, I smirked. And I'm ready to watch the life leave the elder's eyes.
So are we,
Faye said from her spot on the couch. I glanced over my coven and noticed everyone was present, apart from Nyx, and all the familiars were sitting patiently by the fire with their eyes set on me. Have you discussed the plan with the others, Alexander?
I sure have, Master. They all know to stand back when the fight begins, and you'll give me the sign when it's time for us to use our more signature moves.
I saw the gleam that sparkled in the Wolverine's eyes, and I couldn't help but laugh. It was harder to see the excitement with the other familiars, but I knew they were just as eager as we were. I wanted to see Ursula constrict someone with her beautiful ivory body, and I wanted to see Damien slice someone in half with his tail, and I wanted to see Trixie claw out someone's eyes with his talons. I wanted to see it all, and I knew that time would come very soon. Suddenly there was a flurry of activity as Nyx ran into the common room. Her blue hair had been tied neatly onto her head, and she had a glazed look in her eyes.
"Apologies, Master,"
she said as she took the seat beside Penelope.
"I couldn't find my pipe, but now that I've had my breakfast, I'm good to go. Must have been a very herbal breakfast."
Akira snickered.
"Feeling healthy this morning? I always kill better when I'm high."
Nyx shrugged. "Right," I said with both hands in the air. "Now that everyone's here, it's time for us to leave." I heard the excited chatter as everyone gathered their things together, and then I led my large coven from the room. We passed a number of witches as we traveled through the corridors, and each of them appeared just as animated as we were. The Scholomance witches grinned up at me, while some fluttered their eyelashes, but none of them said a word, almost like that added distraction was going to throw them off their games. As long as we had the outcome we wanted, then I didn't care how the students acted around me. I wandered out onto the grounds of the school and skimmed my eyes across the ever-growing crowd in front of me. Dolroth had led the hell creatures from their accommodation. Theodora, Lilith, and the professors were all standing together in a huddle, and it seemed as though I was one of the last to arrive.
"Is everyone here?" I asked with a bellowing voice. "Yes, my lord!"
the sea of people replied in unison. "Excellent," I replied. Then I nodded toward the professors as a silent way of telling them to get started. There were far too many people for us all to shadowport together, and there was a high chance someone could have gotten lost in the abyss. So I'd told each professor to take a section of the crowd and travel with them that way. Luna, Evanora, Crimson, Olivia, Vanessa, Theodora, and Lilith each gathered a large number of witches together, and I watched in wonder as the purple mist formed all around me, until, one by one, the groups vanished. This just left my coven, the familiars, and the hell creatures to go next, and although some of my women didn't like the idea of holding hands with a demon, they followed my orders, regardless. Once I saw everyone was connected, I closed my eyes, envisioned Dirital clearly in my mind, and allowed the mist to take us. There was no better feeling than when my body spiraled and twisted through the vortex, almost like I was as light as a feather, but it seemed different this time. I didn't know whether it was the anticipation of the war ahead, or perhaps the added effects of the artifacts in my bloodstream, but the journey felt smoother, like I was lying on a river of water that gently took me along for the ride. I landed in Dirital before I could fully work out what had happened in the portal, and I instantly became distracted by the sheer number of people who greeted me. I spotted Viperian witches on the left, Havana witches and warlocks on the right, and a vast selection of realms in the middle. I even spotted Sigrid, Revna, Astrid, and Freya's old shield maiden, standing among a few other beautiful villagers, with their bows hanging off one shoulder. The Scholomance students stood at the front, and I noticed a large number of witches had also brought their familiars with them. This was by far the largest number of people I'd seen in one place before, and they'd all gathered under my name and awaited my orders. Nothing could have made me prouder. "Join the others," I said to my coven with a motion of my hand. "And Alexander, take yourself and the familiars to the back of the group."
"You've got it,"
Alexander replied as his wings lifted him into the air. I waited until everyone had taken their places before I spoke to my audience.
"We're all here today to defeat the Elder Lord," I called out, to which the crowd cheered and clapped.
"We will not stop until he's met his demise, and together we will work as a team to end all the Elder's pitiful lives." A loud, thunderous sound came from somewhere beside me, and I peered around to see Japner clapping his hands together. It was the first proper reaction I'd seen from the giant. So, at least he was as desperate as we were to get started.
"The Elder Lord believes he is the creator of life and the universe. He thinks he bears all holy power and domination over every being and creature in the worlds. But he is wrong. Today the Elder Lord will see I am the one to fear, that I am Satan reborn, and he should fear my every move."
I paused to allow my audience the time to react before I went on. "Everyone has been informed of their positions in this war, and I need you all to put everything you have into this fight. But the people who surround you are not the only ones you'll be fighting beside." Then I stood to one side and held out both hands.
"Aperere portal!"
I demanded. All of a sudden, a wall of purple light cascaded into the air, and I kept my mind firmly focused on the light as the portal began to open. A black hole then appeared in the center, and without a second's notice, the creatures began to crawl through the passageway. Hundreds of various hell beings raced through the opening, and they all came at such speeds that I found it difficult to take in each one as they arrived. I spotted some dead witches, demons, goblins, and a few hounds, but I knew there were plenty more creatures that hadn't caught my attention. The pressure in my hands subsided as the final monsters fell into Dirotal, and I closed the portal once I knew they'd all arrived. "Dolroth, please take our new arrivals over to the side," I said as I turned to face the demon.
"Of course, my lord."
Dolroth bowed his head. Then I turned my attention back to the living. I have drained the underworld of its beings, but you have no reason to fear. These creatures are here for the same purpose, so you must treat them as one of your own. My audience nodded their heads, but I saw the looks of fear that some witches found harder to hide. As long as neither party turned on each other, then I was sure they'd soon learn to live with the hellish beings. But then an idea came to mind as I took in my enormous army. I couldn't even count the number of people and creatures who stood before me, possibly somewhere around 20,000, probably a lot more than that. But I felt like my army was missing something. I'd drained the underworld, and I had an incredible variety of witches and warlocks from a large number of realms, but I remembered a few creatures I knew had to be included. It wasn't going to be a satisfying war without them, so I turned on my feet and spread out my hands once again.
Apparere portal!
I ordered. A wall of bright purple light created a circle in the open air, and I channeled the incantation as I ordered my new arrivals to enter. A few seconds passed without anything happening, but then I heard a high-pitched scream, and a smirk curled across my lips. I fought against the strong wind as it began to pick up, and soon a dark shadow was painted across the grass as my arrivals made their entrance. At least 50 dragons flew through the opening of the portal, and they blacked out the sun as they tore through the sky. The breeze from their wings was almost powerful enough to push me off balance, and I heard a few scared squeaks from the younger witches in the crowd. These dragons were a lot to take in, and I knew how intimidating they could appear when they're right in front of you. But that was exactly why I wanted them here. I watched as the magnificent, scaled beasts soared through the stormy sky before they landed perfectly on the ground. Then I closed the portal once I knew all of the dragons had arrived, and I sauntered over toward the enormous beasts. One dragon took a large step forward, so he stood in front of the crowd, and he lowered his scaled head as I came closer. His blood-red eyes looked to be the same size as my head, and I noticed the puff of smoke that blew through his nostrils. I recalled the image of the rivers of fire that poured from their mouths, and I couldn't wait to see some of my witches straddle these beasts as they soared over the Elder Lord's army. "Thank you," I said to the dragon with a slow nod. I didn't have to say any more than that. The dragons knew why I'd brought them here, and they knew their job was to kill the Elder army until nothing but their dead bodies littered the ground. Once my job was done, I turned on my heels to take in our surroundings. The stone statue was in the position I'd seen in my premonition. The rolling hills continued on for as far as I could see, and the sun slowly made its way into the center of the sky. But then I noticed a selection of dark clouds in the distance, and I knew it was the same storm I'd seen back in Scholomance. Good. Just what I wanted.
My lord,
Lilith said a few minutes later.
Can you feel that?
I turned to glance over at my mother, but before we could make eye contact, a warm sensation danced over my skin. It was a sign we weren't alone, and I instantly knew who had caused that reaction. The Elder Lord had arrived early.
Prepare yourselves, I said to my army, but do not make a move until I tell you otherwise.
Then I turned back to look across the grassy hills, and I could just make out a dark shadow forming in the distance. The closer the shadow got, the more I managed to see, and it took no time at all for me to recognize the Elder Lord at the front of his large group. His blonde hair and golden crown caught the sunlight, and I saw he wore the same white toga and bronze breastplate he'd worn the last time I'd encountered him. I even wondered if he still had that disgusting smile on his face, or the mischievous look I'd seen in his blue eyes. I heard a few snarls and growls from the creatures around me, but I kept my eyes solely focused on the Elder Lord and his army of elders that followed behind him. Every single one of those men were going to die today, and I wasn't going to stop until their hearts stopped beating and their eyes glazed over. Then, suddenly a flash of red light whistled past my head, and I felt the breeze as the shot stroked the skin of my cheek. I followed the light with my eyes, and I watched in delight as Japner batted it away with his enormous arm. But my pride was instantly drowned out by the anger that flooded my system. The elder lord had made the first move before we could even make eye contact, and that didn't sit right with me.
Go! No one dares to raise their hand at me.
I didn't have to tell my army twice, and the first two lines of students instantly stepped forward to take their places. The witches at the front crouched down with their wands out in front of them, and the second line stood behind them in the same fighting position. Then I ran over to the side so I wasn't in the firing line. The second group of witches shouted out their orders and commands, and the first repeated the process seconds after. Showers of light shot across the open ground, but I watched as the elders dodged the spells and sent them back in our direction. The war was on, and nothing was going to stop it now. "Aim at our enemies," I said to Dolroth and the creatures. "Remind me of the reason why I picked you." Like with the witches, the hellish beings had their own plan in mind, and they were quick to enact it. Dolroth stayed back as the tiny elves sprinted across the grass and let out high-pitched screams of anger. Then the other creatures ran behind them, but Japner stayed where he was. I wasn't entirely sure what part the giant had to play, but I was interested to see it. I kept a careful eye on the hellish beings as they raced toward the elder army, but Eldrin and the other elves managed to jump and dodge every shot that came their way. Then a loud roar shattered the air as Vurax stormed toward the elder lord. The bull held an axe high in the air, and he used the blade of the weapon as a shield to defend his 12-foot frame. Then another feral cry came from the dragons as their enormous wings lifted them into the sky. The dragon with the red eyes flew first, and the rest followed on behind him. They created a long, snake-like line that slithered through the air, and the dragons aimed their fire down onto the elder men below. A few of the elders aimed their own spells at the dragons, but the creatures were either too strong to feel the full effects, or the men missed their targets entirely. A few of the dragons broke away from the line in order to scoop up elders straight from the ground, and I watched in amusement as the feeble motherfuckers screamed and flapped their arms and legs as the dragons soared through the sky. I could have watched them all day, but I couldn't allow myself to get too distracted. The living witches and warlocks remained in place as we all watched the hell monsters and dragons do what they did best. And once the final creature had entered the battle, Dolroth stepped forward. I'd created these demons, so I'd filled them with every power and strength I thought necessary, but I hadn't seen them in action before. Dolroth held his hands out in front of him so his palms faced the floor, and I heard him mumble a few words as an orange-hued light covered his body. Dolroth then shouted the foreign words, and as he threw his hands forward, the orange light targeted the ground before him. The foundation vibrated beneath my feet, but the holy army were the real ones in trouble. The demon let out an animalistic growl as he powered up his spell, and as the light whizzed through the ground, the elder army became weak on their feet, like they didn't have the strength to stay upright. I heard the elder lord say something to his men, but he was too far away for me to make out his words. I assumed he'd ordered them to get up. Perhaps he needed them to fight back, but I didn't know for sure.
"Jinx, go!" Dolroth ordered toward the dead witch. "Now is your time!"
The dead witch came to a halt a few dozen yards away from our arrivals, and I noticed how she tucked one foot behind the other and angled her body to the side. Her childish giggle echoed through the air, and then her web-like wings began to flutter gently, which brought her entire body into the sky. The Elder Army aimed their shots at her, but Jinx had more up her sleeve than just a pair of wings. She waved her arms about in the air, and a silver, shimmering mist formed all around her like a shield. Every arrow and shot of light that hit the silver wall instantly ricocheted back in the Elder's direction, and I watched in delight as men fell to the ground left, right, and center. The hell creatures had caused the perfect distraction, but now it was our turn. "You all know what you need to do," I said with a smirk. "Make me proud." The two rows at the front of the army let out a unified shrill cry as they raced toward our opponents, but then more and more witches followed on after that. The plan was to enter the battle bit by bit, and I'd keep a watchful eye over it all until it was time to face the Elder Lord. I knew when to add more into the mix, and I knew when it was time for the familiars to show off their talents. So as long as everything played out the way I hoped it would, then nothing should go wrong. It felt like I'd been waiting my entire existence for this moment, and I wasn't going to let anything get in the way of that. Then a grunt came from behind me, along with the trembling of the ground as Japner made his way over. I peered up at the giant and noticed a determined look in his eyes, so I knew what he was going to try to tell me. "Is it your turn to go?" I asked, to which Japner grunted again. "I'll just make sure to leave a couple of them alive for me to kill." I thought I saw a grin curl across the giant's lips, but it was difficult to tell from the beard and wrinkles that marred his face. Japner walked his monstrous body in the direction of the enemy, and no matter how many spells they shot in his direction, the beast wasn't fazed, and nothing appeared to harm him. A few of the holy men let out fearful cries as Japner came closer, and the braver men even stepped forward to try and fight off the giant. However, Japner kept going, and I heard the satisfying crunching of bones as he trampled over a few men, followed by the screams they made as the giant threw them through the air with a swing of his arms. Then one of the dragons collected a man while he was in mid-air, and it was clear Japner and the dragons made a wonderful pair.
"Fuck, I love that guy,"
I heard Akira laugh.
"Can we keep him around? Enough,"
Vanessa said sternly.
"Prepare yourselves, because you're up next. You know what's worse than an angry witch?"
Faye growled, and her emerald eyes flashed with fire.
"A pregnant angry witch."
I looked back at my opponents as my coven readied themselves, and as I glanced across the sea of men, I noticed the Elder Lord was nowhere to be found. I knew no one had killed him, because that was my job, and I doubt he would have left without trying to end my life, so he had to be around here somewhere. But as I glanced around for the cowardly bastard, I noticed a selection of creatures that appeared through the trees behind the Elder Army. These new winged creatures looked somewhat similar to my dragons, except they were ivory in color, and I instantly remembered them from previous battles. Fucking serpents. I should have known the Elder Lord was going to bring them along with him. Serpens were ancient, holy beasts made from the blood of dragons and elder magic, and they were created to obey elder rules. They didn't breathe fire, but they were swift as fuck, and I remembered how they acted in battle when we faced them before. Fortunately, I had my dragons, so they'd happily fight against these ivory beasts, but it did make the fight slightly more challenging. I needed to locate the fucking Elder Lord. Originally, I'd wanted to keep my newly gained power a secret until the battle became serious, but I no longer had a choice. However, in order to control someone's mind, I became a target for the enemies around me, so I needed to make sure someone watched my back as I channeled the spell. "Cover me," I said as I walked toward my coven. "Forget the plan you had in mind for now, and to make sure no one distracts me."
"Of course, my lord,"
Vanessa replied. My women created a wall around me as I'd instructed, and as I reached for my dagger, I noticed the sly wink Akira sent in my direction. Her bloodlust had increased during her pregnancy, so I knew she was eager to get started, but her loyalty to me was more important.
"Good luck, my lord,"
Winnie said with a sweet smile. Oh, I don't need luck. I smirked. I used the tip of my dagger to slice through the flesh of my palm, and then I closed my fist and watched the blood drip to the ground. A pulsing sensation hummed through my hand, and before the wound could heal, I closed my eyes and cleared my mind.
Mentis Imperium,
I muttered. A yellow haze appeared around me, and I had the perfect view of my surroundings, even though my eyes were closed. It was like I was flying through the air, and the yellow haze seemed to direct me along the route I needed to follow. I soared across the witches and creatures, and I managed to see every move they made, but as I neared the Elder Army, I noticed the men were unfazed by my approach. They couldn't see the yellow haze, so they didn't see the incoming threat. The haze then covered every holy man, as if to say they were all free to pick from, and I went for one of the men at the back. He had a scrawny frame, a dirty brown beard coated his jaw, and a look of pure anger glowed in his green eyes. I watched his eyes as he glanced from left to right, like he was taking in the battle, and I flew into his mind before he could take a single step. It was the strangest feeling being in someone else's body, because I felt his heart beating, the sweat that coated his skin, and every inch of fear that raced through his blood. I could see what he saw, and I heard every mumbled, scared thought that entered his brain. I also instantly knew his name was Aegalos, so at least I had something to call him by. I wondered if he even knew what was going on, so I decided to test the waters to see what would happen. There was a selection of men all standing around my chosen victim, and I chose the first man to my left.
"Ask him where the Elder Lord is,"
I demanded.
"Where's the Holy One?"
Aegalos asked, but he had a slightly monotone voice, so I needed to change that.
"Speak normally, you stupid son of a bitch. Otherwise, I'll kill you on the spot."
I didn't see him leave,"
he tried again.
"I don't know,"
the other elder shrugged.
"He went that way."
Then he pointed over to the right, and although that wasn't much help, it was still more than I had before.
Thank you,
Aegalos stuttered. I ordered the terrified man to head in the direction we were given, and I felt the strain of Aegalos's legs as he wandered across the grassy hills. The screams and cries of holy men came from every angle, and each one of them demanded Aegalos to help them, but I was in charge here.
"Ignore them. Keep walking until you find the Elder Lord."
But then an idea came to mind as we reached a clearing in the battlefield. I needed to know if I had every ounce of control, or if Aegalos could refuse certain actions, so I ordered him to stop, and then I made him turn around to get a better view of his teammates. The hell creatures were doing an incredible job at killing and dismembering our opponents, but then I noticed Jinx had an elder under her control. No one else was around them, so he instantly became my target. I needed to make it seem as normal as possible, and I couldn't allow anyone to pick up on Aegalos's strange movements.
"Head over to that man. Pretend to save him from the witch."
Aegalos's tired body wandered toward Jinx, and I constantly felt myself questioning my movements, but I knew that was Aegalos talking, and not really myself. I could have replied, but I wanted to save the fun for later. As instructed, Aegalos tried to save his friend as much as he could, but Jinx was doing her best to kill both men in front of her.
"Get Jinx's attention. Tell her Cole is in your head, and I need her to play along."
Jinx?
Aegalos said, and I noticed the confusion in the witch's eyes.
"Cole is in my head, and he needs you to play along."
"Grab the man by the arms. Don't you dare let him harm her."
Then Aegalos locked his arms around the other elder's chest, and I felt the restraint as he tried to free himself, but Aegalos simply tightened his hold.
"Cole?"
Jinx frowned.
"I don't believe you."
"Tell her she is friends with my mother. She died because someone poisoned her pumpkin juice."
"Believe me, Cole told me you are friends with his mother, and you died because someone poisoned your pumpkin juice.
Jinx let out a gasp, and she looked behind each shoulder as if to make sure we were still alone.
My lord, it really is you!
She grinned.
How can that be?
I'll explain everything soon, but for now you need to play along. Aegalos then repeated my words, and the dead witch smothered her giggle with one hand as her eyes lit up with excitement. Repeat everything I say, I demanded of the man I possessed. Nod, so I know you understand, you stupid holy fuck. Aegalos nodded his head. Jinx, I need you to keep watch and make sure no one notices what I'm doing. Aegalos is going to kill this pathetic motherfucker with his bare hands, but I need you to act like you did it.
Of course, master.
Jinx replied. The man wriggled and fought against the strength of Aegalos's arms, but his screams and cries for help instantly became lost in the constant noise that surrounded us. Aegalos continued to ask what I was doing and why this man had to die, but I never gave him an answer. Jinx grabbed the man by the hands to keep him still. Aegalos, you then need to place both your hands on either side of his head. They each completed their commandments, and as Aegalos slapped his hands on the man's head, I felt the grease from his hair and the sweat that coated his face. It was utterly revolting, but I knew the pleasure of his death was going to overpower any negative feelings. Then I told Aegalos to grip the man's head as tight as he could, and once he had a good hold, he needed to break the victim's neck as swiftly as possible. I wondered if the addition of my powers made Aegalos stronger, but regardless of his strength, it didn't take Aegalos long to snap the man's neck, and the sharp snapping of his bones caused my mouth to salivate. The dead elder crumpled to the ground as soon as we let go of him, and the fact Aegalos had gone ahead with my orders, despite how much he didn't want to obey them, told me how powerful my spell was. As long as no one caught on to my little plan, I could have quite easily worked my way around the group, killing any and everyone who got in my way. But I hadn't forgotten the main reason I'd chosen Aegalos to begin with. Thank Jinx for her help.
Thank you for your help,
Aegalos repeated. Good. Now take me to your elder lord. You haven't finished murdering your kind just yet.